We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with Peter Elkes. Now, very exciting. You're a Canadian musician, and you're coming to Centennial Theatre on the 28th this month, so that's very exciting. Now, how did you get started in music, Peter?
It's been quite a few years now. I'm from that part of the world. I grew up in Montreal.
Okay.
Actually, my entire family is from Sherbrooke, so I have some strong ties to the neighborhood.
Definitely.
And I started, basically 20 years ago, I started playing in front of people and with friends. I had a band called the Local Rabbits. We were a Montreal band, mostly a West Island band. And it started out really just as a social thing, something to do with friends. But we were like 14 and 15, but the same group of guys stayed together for another 10, 12 years, and we made four albums, and we toured Canada, and we had secured like a small independent record deal with a label called Murder Records out on the East Coast, which was run by a group called Sloan. So we had all these ties to Halifax groups and toured with them, and also maintained a network with groups in Toronto, like the Rio Statics. And so we kind of, we swam in different pools and made kind of eclectic music. I was a singer in the band, and I learned to play guitar when we were younger. When we were like 14, 15, I just played harmonica and sang. And then later on picked up the guitar, and then by necessity picked up the keyboard. So I sort of became this kind of self-taught multi-instrumentalist. And that's how that went. And then later on, like, to make a long story short, I moved to Toronto. That was probably about 9 years ago, after the Local Rabbits broke up. And actually, we never officially broke up, so I guess we're still together, although we haven't played together in quite some time. And I pursued a solo, or just sort of like a self-titled career. I picked up a new band, which I call the Elkes Band, and we've been together for, I think, about 7 years. I worked on a record called Party of One when I first moved to town, and it came out in 2004. And then once I solidified the group, got another small independent record deal with a company called Maple Music, and then made a second record called Wall of Fire, which actually was produced by Texas guitar god Charlie Sexton. You may remember him from the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And then did that and toured that. And then, here we are today, and I've released my third solo record, and it's called Repeat Offender.
That's
really in a nutshell. There's a lot there, but it was a pretty big question. So,
okay, yeah. And you also joined Joel Plaskett in Emergency for a while, didn't you?
I did. I'm still in the band. Yeah, I'm really lucky. Joel is one of the friends that I made out east.
Mm-hmm.
And he and I had a strong connection, like just a friendship connection. Right away, we liked a lot of the same music, like Bruce Springsteen and soul music and stuff. And so we always stayed close, even outside of music.
Mm-hmm.
Although Joel remained in Halifax, so we never lived in the same city. We were never really able to really play together outside of just seeing each other on tour. And then when Joel released his record, La Di Da, I guess this is going back to like 2004 maybe, he went out on a solo tour, and he invited me along to open. So I would open and do a short set playing songs from Party of One, and then accompany him in his set. And so we basically flew out to Victoria, and Joel bought a car. We put our CDs and our guitars in it and did about 40 shows, which took about 2 months across Canada all the way back home. And so that sort of solidified it's not a partnership, but a working relationship. And so I've kind of been this like auxiliary member of the Joel Plaskett Emergency ever since. So anytime he has something that he can't tackle as a trio with the guitar and the bass and drums, I come in and play piano and do whatever. But it's a really wonderful, wonderful group and a great kind of second home to have. Because I love doing the support thing too, you know, like I like leading a band, but it's really great to be a support cast as well.
Okay, good. Now, Party of One, I've read that was kind of experimental, and your latest album, Repeat Offender, that was actually recorded, a lot of it was recorded in your basement, so is that a little bit of experimental too, or more rock?
I'd love to say that it was on purpose.
Okay.
Actually, I like that approach. You should just start saying it was an experiment, but, my entire career has been the kind of thing where I'm lucky to be sort of part of like a dying era of making records in studios and going on long tours and stuff like that. But that's kind of not as easy to come by anymore because there's not a lot of support anymore from record labels.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of do-it-yourself approach going on today, like all over the music industry, especially in pop music. And so I found myself getting some funding, but just through a lot of boring logistics, I ended up having to move the recording operation to my house. So I did make a lot of the record in my basement, and mostly stayed there because it sounded good. At first, I moved there just to kind of, we were in a studio, and then I recorded with my friend Ian McGettigan, who's another East Coast guy who I stayed friends with. And we were working in a studio, and basically Ian had to go away, and he said, let's move everything to your house just for now. But once I was in there, I figured out that it sounded actually quite good. So when Ian came back, I said, let's try recording drums here. And then they sounded really good. So it was a funny little, like, it's a very low ceiling. My chiropractor got a lot of appointments for me after my time crouching down there. But, it turned out quite nicely, you know. And I had a lot more control with this recording. The last one with Charlie Sexton was very much like me giving up control to, like, a bigger name producer and just kind of going with the flow. So this is much more of a snapshot of my musical taste, my approach, my whole, like, where I was at the time. You know, it's very much mm-hmm. me. So I'm really proud of it.
Oh, that's great, and especially when you can be proud of your own creation. Who did the cover? I love the cover of the album.
Well, this was my idea. This is another thing about me you may not know is that I own a dog walking company in Toronto.
Okay.
So this is, you know, this is Canadian. This is Canadian music we're talking about, right? So day jobs are a very big part of it. So all those dogs that you see on that cover are my customers.
Mm-hmm.
So I got them all together, and that's the basement. That's where we recorded the album.
Oh, I love it. That's great.
Yeah, so this, you know, I kind of had the idea, but there's these wonderful photographers. They're called Alex versus Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Two guys that I know here in town, and I just love their work. And so I asked them if they would come in, and I figured they would be game to tackle a project like that. Because there's a lot of animal wrangling, and I was the only animal wrangler there. So that was one of, like, many, 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 many snapshots that did not work. You know,
I can imagine, yeah.
The dogs weren't always cooperating. But one thing I'd like to clear is that it's not a composite. It's a real photo. So mm-hmm.
That's great. Good. Now, on the 28th of September, you're coming to Centennial Theatre. So that's kind of a surprise because you weren't in the book at the time. So it's kind of a nice surprise for everybody.
Well, yeah, I can't comment on why I was not in the schedule because I know it's been booked for some time. So
mm-hmm.
Hopefully people will be made aware of it and they'll come. It's exciting for me because that's really my home. Like, I grew up in Montreal, but my parents continue to reside in North Hatley, and all my aunts and uncles mainly are in Sherbrooke, and so it's going to be a real, like, return home for me, and just so looking forward to it. I almost went to Bishop's, actually,
mm-hmm.
But I went to McGill instead. Sorry.
Okay, well, forgive me for that. Now, the songs you'll be playing at the concert, are most of them from Repeat Offender?
You know what? We will play, like, a healthy dose of the new record,
mm-hmm.
but we play lots from the last two as well. We really try to put together a pretty fun set. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm really excited about the way the set list looks these days because the more songs I'm writing, the more options we have to kind of make it more and more entertaining. So I'm really excited about the show that we've put together. It's very upbeat, but it has some really nice introspective moments in it as well. And you will hear a great deal from the new record, but with some selections from the other records as well.
That's great. Now, if somebody wants to purchase a copy of your album, can they do that on iTunes, rather?
Yeah, sure, they can. You can find Peter Elkis
mm-hmm.
on iTunes, or if you'd like, you can purchase a vinyl copy from me at the show.
Okay.
This is another thing that was really new and fun, was that because Joel Plaskett, he actually released the album on his label, so it's
mm-hmm.
called New Scotland Records. It's a vinyl-focused label, so we have those big black circles that are called albums. And so we've got those, and it's really fun. It's kind of a novelty, but it actually sounds really incredible. But we did check it out, and we did include a CD version of the record as well. So if you purchase a vinyl copy, it still comes with a CD. So, you know, you can can play it on your turntable if you have one, and if you don't, you can gift it, and you can keep the CD or upload it to your computer or however you want. We figured that was the best way to give people the music in all the different formats that people seem to be interested in today. So
that's awesome.
You can definitely pick one up, and I may or may not have copies of my old albums. Mm-hmm. I may just have my new one, but
good.
That's a boring detail. No big deal.
If somebody wants to find out some more information, go to your website, I guess. It's www.peterelkus.com. And you're on Facebook, too?
I am on Facebook. There's a brand new Peter Elkus fan page.
Great.
And Elkus is spelled E-L-K-A-S.
That's right. Yeah. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Peter?
No, I think that's it. I'm really just that I'm excited to be coming through and hope for people to come out to the show. And there's a wonderful opening act as well. I don't know if you have that information. His name is Dylan Murray, and he's great. So,
that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, good. So we look forward to seeing you there.
Good, great. Centennial Theater, Peter Elkus, on the 28th of September. So thanks a lot, Peter, and all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye, Maureen.
Down with his own hands, yeah, with his